Previously on Algoa FM.
Right, Algoa Country, it's time for Mythbusters, and tonight we're talking about festive season road safety and really what South Africans are still getting wrong. Now, December is one of the busiest and unfortunately the deadliest times on the road. And a lot of it comes down to the myths that we still believe about driving, about accidents, even about insurance as well. So joining us tonight is Chief Customer Officer at Clarendon Underwriting Managers, or well known as CTU. She has over 30 years experience in the insurance industry. So she understands road behavior, risk as well, and what really happens before and also after an accident. She's here to help us bust these myths and separate fact from fiction as we all travel safer this festive season. Welcome to Algoa FM, Famida Omar. Hello, Famida. How are you?
Hi, Kia. Thank you so much, and good evening to all the listeners.
So this festive season is quite a busy one for you, I can imagine, you know, with all the hustle and bustle that's happening on the roads. So tell me about that.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right, Kia. You know, December is unfortunately the deadliest period on our roads. Mm. As you've mentioned to the viewers, we see extremely high traffic volumes, taxis, buses, family cars, trucks, all traveling long distances at the same time.
Yeah.
I think people are tired, rushing, or driving at night. Lots of parties as well. Mm. So we have drunk driving, which is a huge problem for us. And many roads become congested and sure, fatigue sets in. So yes, you know, I think it's not the best time of the year for especially for insurers. And obviously our client safety is essential to us.
I'm glad that you mentioned that too, because this is why we need to really debunk a lot of these misconceptions about road safety so that we can be safer this December. Mm. And so, Famida, the first myth that comes up is that if I'm a careful driver, then other drivers won't necessarily affect me. Is this true?
Unfortunately not. You know, even the most responsible driver can be affected by fatigue, speeding, or drunk driving from other drivers.
Sure.
You know, during December, the roads are crowded with overloaded vehicles, tired motorists, taxis and buses running long routes, and freight trucks under pressure. Mm. CTU sees many claims where our insured did absolutely nothing wrong. The danger actually came from other road users.
Sure.
You know, we always say you can control your own driving, but unfortunately, you cannot control everyone else on the road.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about driving slowly, specifically at night as well. Is it safe to do this?
So, not at all. You know, I think night driving brings its own risks and challenges. So firstly, it, the visibility is poor. You have unlit vehicles that are on the road.
Yeah.
You have pedestrians wearing dark clothing. Mm. Animals crossing, fatigue. And also, I mean, you might be driving slower, but your reaction times are also slower at night.
Oh.
So even at low speed, if you cannot see hazards early enough, the risk remains high.
Yeah.
And CTU's data, you know, have shown us that many serious taxi and bus incidents actually happen after midnight or early morning when driver alertness drops sharply. So, you know, just thinking that you can drive slowly at night does not make it safer.
Wow. Wow. Algoa Country, if you just joined, we are chatting to Famida Omar, Chief Customer Officer at Clarendon Underwriting Managers, or well known as CTU. Now, I kind of want to get into the insurance part, right? Because you have over 30 years experience in the insurance industry. Say, for example, boom, an accident happens. And then I decide, okay, I'm just going to exchange numbers with this person. And then that's enough.
Not at all. So, exchanging numbers is simply not enough after a crash, because there's a whole lot of additional things that you need to do. Firstly, you need to ensure everyone is safe. Move away from the vehicle. You know, a lot of times we find that if you have a crash, a lot of claims actually occur from secondary crashes, you know, and it's because you're not taking safety precautions like making sure everyone is safe, making sure everyone is away from the vehicle. Call 112. You know, ensure that you call the correct emergency management services. So you need to ensure that you've got all these numbers available so that you can contact them as soon as possible. Then obviously notify your insurer. You know, that's quite critical. And ensure that you record the scene properly. So make sure that you get all the as much information as possible about the incident. If you only exchange numbers and leave, you expose yourself to medical risks, secondary crashes, and most importantly, insurance complications. You know, a lot of the reasons why claims are rejected is because you report the incident too late to the insurer, or you haven't reported it to the police.
My word. And you know, you mentioned something so critical now. Firstly, you need to make sure that everyone is okay. Let's talk about injuries, right? Because most of the time we think that if I don't feel injured right away, then most likely I don't need medical attention. I mean, that's the way, right?
And this is actually very dangerous because, you know, at the scene of an accident, you've got your adrenaline that's pumping.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that masks pain. You know, injuries like whiplash, concussion, soft tissue damage, and internal injuries often present hours later. We see many CTU clients who only feel symptoms long after the accident. So please, even if the crash seems minor, always, always get a medical checkup.
Wow, Algoa Country, even if the crash is minor, always get a medical checkup. Famida, lastly, I just want to check as well when it comes to insurance, you know, if I'm covered and I have an insurance and, you know, like I have my whole package, then that means that they'll cover everything automatically. Is that true?
No, not at all. Insurance doesn't work automatically. It obviously works with proper procedure. And one of the biggest risks at accident scenes is unauthorized towing. If you allow the wrong tow operator to hook your car, you may face inflated costs, withheld vehicles, delays with your claim, or other claim complications. So CTU strongly advises clients, call us first. We send safe, vetted, authorized responders so you are protected legally and financially. And also, ensure that you understand the terms and conditions of your insurance. You know, that is very, very critical because that will explain exactly what you are covered for.
Wow. Algoa Country, Famida Omar, Chief Customer Officer at Clarendon Underwriting Managers, or CTU. Famida, I'd love to know, where can we perhaps keep up with you or just get to know you a little bit more? Are you perhaps on the social medias? Do you have a website?
Yes, we have a website available. I mean, if you type in CTU.co.za, we're on social media as well, so you should be able to find us quite easily because we are the biggest underwriter for taxi insurance, but we also cover other commuter transport insurance. So you should be able to get hold of us on any social media platform.
Incredible. Famida Omar, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for giving me this opportunity, and road safety isn't just about how you drive. It's about what you do when things go wrong. We want every family listening tonight to arrive safely. And at CTU, we're committed to supporting South Africans on the road, especially during this high-risk festive period.
Yeah.
drive safe, stay alert, and look after each other.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.